A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. And they began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 tells us that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. This was echoed also by St. Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. He says, "The devil roams around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." I have been reading Acts of the Apostles chapter 5. It's one of my favorite chapters in Acts of the Apostles because it gives credence to the resurrection of Christ. We read it yesterday and the day before, Acts of the Apostles chapter 5, where Peter went to the Sanhedrin and said to them, "You killed him." And they put them in jail. And Gamaliel yesterday said, "If these people are from God, you cannot do anything to stop them." So Peter confronted the elders, the Sanhedrin. The same Peter in Matthew chapter 26, John chapter 18, that could not stand the servant girl, was bold. Where did boldness come from? The Holy Spirit had taken over. They had seen the Lord. Now, in that same Acts of the Apostles chapter 5, after the counsel of Gamaliel, they decided to flog them. And they went away happy because they were flogged. Who does that? They were flogged. And today, Acts of the Apostles chapter 6, there was a problem between the Hellenists and the Hebrews. The devil, knowing that he could not conquer the apostles through opposition, the devil who roams around like a roaring lion, decided to stir up division in the church. The Hellenists and the Hebrews. Who were the Hellenists? They were the Jews in diaspora who had just returned. They felt the Hellenists had embraced the culture of the Greeks, and they were so liberal. The Hebrews were considered the only Jew with traditional and rigid practice. So there was a difference. Some are liberals, some are traditionalists. So you see how the devil tried to whip up sentiments, their differences, to destroy the church. What do we learn? We should look towards our strength and not our differences. The devil that roams around like a roaring lion, knowing that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, leads me to talk about the second lesson we learn. Let us focus on the goal, on Christ. See how the problem was solved by the apostles. Your division cannot stop the good news that we have been called to preach. And then they proposed to the community, and there came the diaconia, the diaconate, deacons to serve, while others go preach the good news, to take care of the seemingly division that was brewing. So the apostles prayed, and God gave them wisdom to overcome the evil one. So we pray today that we may focus on the goal, not on the distractions, not on our weaknesses, not on the differences we have, knowing that we are not fighting against flesh and blood.